Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, almost 61,000 students, over 2,000 of them in Donegal, have collected their Leaving Cert exam results today, with thoughts now turning to celebrations. A member of the Donegal Travellers Project says travellers are being failed by the education system. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has announced that he will not contest the upcoming general election, and mourners gathered in Derry earlier today for the funeral of Nell McCafferty. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport coming up at around 5:15. August Tourations Sport and Nuked, Le Colm Fairter. Almost 61,000 students, over 2,000 of them in Donegal, have collected their Leaving Cert exam results today, with thoughts now turning to celebrations. The Leaving Cert class of 24 face an anxious wait ahead for the publication of CAO next week. The first round of offers will be published on Wednesday, with students needing to wait until then to see if they did enough to achieve their first course option. Minister Norma Foley says it hasn't always been easy for this year group.
It has been a challenging number of years for them, particularly through COVID. Almost 80% of them never sat a state exam. To see such achievement from these students is really, really quite impressive. I want to acknowledge the hard work that they have put in, the endurance that they have shown. They've been absolutely fantastic. All the community here in the schools right across the country who have supported them, their teachers, their SNAs, and of course their parents. The adjustments that were on the paper last year would remain in place for the students of 2025. But I did say from 2025 we would see the adjustment being reduced. The State Examinations Commission will determine how long that will take, but I'm very clear it shouldn't be a cliff edge. It should be a very small reduction, if you like. It was in around 7% this year, but a very small reduction over a number of years.
Well, Donegal teacher Emma McGrath, who's the co-director of the McGrath School of Speech of Drama, believes the Leaving Cert should be overhauled. She told the 9 to Noon show that the method for students applying for university in the UK is much fairer.
This meme pops up every so often, you know, if we assess everybody with how to climb a tree, not everyone's going to, you know, a fish can't climb a tree, so therefore they're always going to think that they're incapable, or to quote Einstein, that they're stupid. You know, it's not one size fits all. It definitely doesn't work. I do feel that the UCAS system has a lot of merit because it's a more broader and more encompassing system in order to assess a student's ability to go to college and see are they the right fit for that course, because it takes different stages. You know, you have to, you know, your work experience, your voluntary experience, your personal assessment or your personal statement, your reference from an credible individual or maybe you're a teacher at school, all holds weight and worth when it goes to your assessment to place you in that college course. And then obviously your grades accompany that when they come out. So it's definitely a more maybe holistic approach as opposed to do you get the numbers? Do you fit it? No. Yes, no. Computer says no.
A member of the Donegal Travellers Project says travellers are being failed by the education system here. Hugh Freel, Men's Health and Development Officer with DTP, says for years the educational needs of members of the traveller community have been overlooked. He says children are progressing to secondary school unable to read or write. Mr. Freel's son David has excelled in the education system and is now a lecturer. However, he says discrimination within the education system in Ireland still very much exists.
It's well recognised that the education system has failed the traveller community. In relation to, you know, to young travellers who are going from primary school, heading into secondary school, and the assessment in secondary school is then they can't hardly read or write. Now, who didn't pick that up? If the child goes to school on a daily basis, there's something morally wrong, institutionally wrong. We're not blaming teachers here, we're not blaming, you know, we're saying that the institute itself, the education institute, there's something morally wrong. The discrimination or racism that's embedded in the walls and that around regarding my community, the traveller community, going to school every day, are not making a real potential in terms of heading. Education's everything in life. If you've no education, you know, you're deprived of money, your health, your accommodation, your employment status, your existence in terms of community status. So there's a lot of things there that if your education disadvantage that affects, I suppose, your way in life. David is a lecturer in the ATU at the moment, and he lectures social care and law. And I was saying, like, imagine him, people going back and saying, Daddy, Mammy, my teacher's a traveller. that changes the dynamics of the conversation around the table, instead of saying the anti stuff about travellers around the table and saying, oh, did you see the you know, the Rock River Road, those gypsies are down the road, or daddy, daddy. No, mammy, David Friedle's a lecturer. He lectures social care on me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So these kind of potential employment statuses also changes the lay of the land in terms of relationships with the wider community.
Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has announced that he'll not contest the upcoming general election. The Letterkenny councillor was nominated by a number of people and put forward for selection to represent Fine Gael in Donegal. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement to Highland Radio News, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh confirms he will not be contesting the convention for the nomination of Fine Gael candidates to contest the general election. He's thanked all who nominated him for selection, saying the support has been humbling, inspiring and greatly appreciated. Councillor Kavanagh has wished the remaining candidates the best of luck. As Laska Hirlick of Donegal County Council, he says he looks forward to continuing the hard work for the people of Letterkenny and Donegal. John McNulty and Senator Nicky Bradley are the two candidates seeking nomination to represent the constituency in the next general election. The party's selection convention will take place on this coming Monday.
Meanwhile, a Letterkenny businessman has confirmed his intention to contest the upcoming general election. Jerry McKeever, who owns Jerry's Barbers, says he intends to run as an independent, but is considering forming a group with others across the country of what he says are like-minded people to devise real policies. It will be the first time Mr. McKeever will be entering the political ring, but speaking on social media, he aims to fix Ireland. Mourners gathered in Derry earlier today for the funeral of Nell McCafferty. The journalist and feminist campaigner died on Wednesday at the age of 80 in a Donegal nursing home. Hannah Patterson had this report from Derry.
During the service, Miss McCafferty was described as someone who changed the world. Those in attendance also heard how Ireland was a different and better place because Nell McCafferty was in it. First Minister Michelle O'Neill was among those paying their respects to the journalist and author, along with representatives from both the Taoiseach and President.
The chairperson of the Donegal Hospice is inviting people to visit the inpatient unit in Letterkenny and view their expansion plans. Speaking ahead of a weekend fundraising event in Derry, Isabel Rogers says the services of the hospice are in huge demand and this expansion will help ensure the hospice continues to respond to the need that is increasing right across Donegal. She says a lot of work has gone into getting this right.
We have the inpatient unit there and we have that there for the last 23 years and that's a six single rooms and two apartments. So we'll be upgrading that now to six new apartments and also other work within to upgrade the existing building because you don't want a new build sitting there and the other, you know, the existing building not fitting in with it. So the plans are down there at the hospice. They're up on the wall. If anybody wants to call in to get a look at them, feel free. We'll show them to you. And it's just amazing what it'll look like after it's finished. Not forgetting the home care in the community. We have seven home care nurses that cover all of Donegal in the community. And that's to provide palliative care in the community. And then also in the unit, as well as end of life, we cover motor neuron, MS and COPD.
A group representing families of road victims says more Gardaí are badly needed. The number of working in the roads policing unit has dropped from more than 1,000 in 2009 to 620 this year. 123 people have died in crashes so far this year. That's 10 more than the same time last year. Founder of the Park Road Safety Group and Donegal native Susan Gray says we're still waiting for the 75 additional road policing officers that were promised earlier this year.
The competitions were opened on April and there's no panel, as far as we're concerned, set up yet. The interviews were supposed to take place in June and July. They would really need to make this a priority to ensure that 75 that's promised are assigned two roads policing units before the end of this year. The reality that we've only got 620 valuable members in our roads policing units. And that 620 includes those that are not on active duty, those that may be on long-time sick leave, those that are suspended. It's not a true figure. And we have such concerns, as well as the people, the many people that are contacting us, reporting the dangerous behaviour they're seeing on our roads.
Emergency services tended to the scene of a fire last night near Rafoe. Damage has been sustained to an agricultural shed when a blaze broke out at around 8 o'clock. The fire was brought under control by the fire department and Gardaí say there's no reports of any injuries. The people of Buncrana are still losing sleep at the hands of a mystery banging noise. The noise, thought possibly to be a crow banger, has been persisting all week through the day and night, impacting people in coastal parts of the town in particular. Donegal County Council's environmental team have carried out investigations in the town and they now believe the noise could be emanating from the western side of the Swilly. Councillor Jack Murray says the ongoing issue has been causing much distress.
Throughout this entire week now, on a 24-hour basis, there's been a mysterious banging sound that's been keeping people awake in Buncrana, particularly those closest to the coast or with an unobstructed view of the coast. So the council were out yesterday doing checks, and at this point it does seem that it's coming from the other side of the Swilly, and they are working to identify the source of the sound and get it stopped, particularly at night time, have it stopped as soon as possible, because I know this is causing considerable distress to people. I know people with young babies waking through the night, dogs are being startled and barking and waking up an entire street through the night, and people in different kind of health difficulties are very, very distressed by this. So I just want to reassure people that we are working to identify the source of this noise and have it stopped as soon as possible.
And with the council now believing it's coming from the western side of the Swilly, there was an indication that it could possibly be a crow banger. Is that still the case?
The noise would seem that it could be a crow banger. Maybe it's been left on at night. If it is, now we're not entirely sure that is the cause, but if it is a crow banger, we're just reminding people that they should not go off after daylight hours. At nightfall, that should be switched off to allow people to sleep. And when they're used anyway, they should be surrounded by hay bales or other sound barriers. And we would ask that people do use different alternatives if they could, to cause them a nuisance to their neighbours. So the main thing is we are working to identify this. I do know it's affected many, many people in the coastal areas of Buncrana, but we will work to get this brought to an end once and for all, so people can get a decent night's sleep that they've been waiting for all week.
Now the time's coming up to 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's just gone 5:15 here in Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. Cross Maglen Rangers footballer Kieran Funnigan has died a year after being diagnosed with brain cancer. The 20-year-old played for his club as recently as last year, and Armagh manager Kieran McGinney said after the All-Ireland victory that he would have almost certainly been part of the winning squad but for his illness. In the Donegal Club Championship this weekend, there's another busy programme with games taking place across senior, intermediate and junior. Our feature match with commentary this weekend is in the senior championship. It's the round three meeting of Four Masters in Glen Swilly and Donegal Town tomorrow. We will also have updates from St Eunan's against Gweedore. Both games start at 4 o'clock. While there's matches tonight in the C Championship at 6:45, St Eunan's host McCool's throw-in there is at 7. Or sorry, that's at 6:45. Then there's a throw-in at 7 for Niamh Connell and Glen Finn and Davy Brennan Memorial Park. While at 8 o'clock, Termon travel to take on Ardragh. It's also a big day tomorrow for the Donegal Masters. Francie Martin's side play Kildare in the All-Ireland Plate semi-final. That game's taking place in Cavan and starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Moving on to football. There's action in both divisions of the SSE or Trusty Leagues tonight. In the first division, Finn Harps are on the road once again. This time it's a trip to the capital to play Inform UCD, who are unbeaten in their last six outings and sit third in the table. Harps are without a win since the 4th of July. We'll have updates from the UCD Bowl tonight with Emmett Ryan. Kick-off there is at 7:45. Elsewhere in the First Division, league leaders Cork City make the short trip to Cove. Wexford go to Limerick to play Treaty, and Athlone welcome Bray Wanderers to the Midlands. Ahead of tonight's Dublin Derby at Tulca Park, Damien Duff has warned his Shelburne players there is no room for gifts. The Premier Division leaders entertain a Bohemian side seeking a first win in the league since May. Derry City start the night 2 points behind Shells. With a game more played, they go to the RSC to take on Waterford. Tonight's other top flight contest sees Drogheda United playing fourth place Sligo Rovers. All the games tonight kick off at 1:45. While in the Irish League Premiership, Carrick Rangers are playing host to Glentoran. Jude Bellingham will miss England's Nations League trip to the Aviva Stadium next month. The Real Madrid midfielder is struggling with a foot injury and isn't expected back for his club until after the international break. The Republic of Ireland welcome England to Lansdowne Road on the 7th of September. New Premier League newcomers to the Premier League, Ipswich, have joined the list of suitors for Republic of Ireland defender Dara O'Shea. Brentford and Wolves have already expressed an interest, with Burnley valuing him at £15 million. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they have no doubts in welcoming back Ilkay Gundogan to the club. The German playmaker has rejoined City from Barcelona in a free transfer, signing a one-year deal at the Etihad with the possibility of a further one-year extension. He was, of course, key to City winning the treble in recent years. Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says Matt O'Reilly will be in the squad to face St Mirren on Sunday. The Danish midfielder is wanted by Brighton, who are in discussions with the Scottish Premiership champions over a £25 million deal. Rodgers says O'Reilly continues to be professional despite the speculation.
Matt's no different. There's nothing concrete. There's clearly interest in him and a number of the other players. But in this moment in time, we're very clear and very focused on preparing for St Mirren. Until I get told otherwise, then that's exactly what we'll do.
In golf, Fiona Maguire is 9 shots off the lead at the midway point of the Women's Open. The Cavan golfer carded a 72 today and is 1 over. Stephanie Meadow was 5 over. Lauren Walsh finished the day 8 over. Nelly Korda holds a 3-stroke lead at 8 under. Rory McIlroy is 2 under par and 4 holes into his second round of the BMW Championship in America. Shane Lowry birdied the second to move to 2 over. Adam Scott is the course leader there at 8 under. While a second round 67 means Tom McKibben will make the weekend at the Danish Open. He's on 1 under, but Gary Hurley will miss the cut on 6 over. There's a 5-way tie for the lead there at 5 under. In cycling, Aud van Aert collected a second stage win of this year's Vuelta a España, getting the better of a sprint in to Córdoba. Ben O'Connor has retained the leader's red jersey. In boxing, Rafoe's 63.5-kilogram fighter Jack McIlroy is in action this evening in Dublin at the semi-final stage of the National Under-18 Championships. McIlroy will cross swords with Port Leash hotshot Lewis Griffin, with the winner progressing to tomorrow's national final. On the cricket front, the start of the Sammy Jeffrey Cup final between Strabane and St Johnstone was called off earlier today. The match will start as a 1-innings 50-over final tomorrow, Saturday, with a scheduled start time of 11 a.m. at Ardmore Cricket Club. That, of course, is weather permitting. While the North West Premier League Section 1 title could also be decided this weekend, weather permitting. If Senior Cup winners New Buildings win both of their games on Saturday and Sunday and take 6 of the 10 bonus points available, they will be champions. If they don't, Eglinton or Donnymana could take the title. Finally, in athletics, around 600 athletes are set to take part in one of the highlights of the calendar of the year, the Donegal Half Marathon. That is on Sunday in Letterkenny, and the race gets underway at 10:30 a.m. Sinead in sport, Donna Myra.
Gormaya Gadashin Augustinish and Nuked the Colin Ferreter.
Jimmer Tashiv Colin Ferreter and Shawl in the brief skilty. Cadiu Mwinu is few kid shaskas a kuig mili euro don skim ho a brew lenishe Hyundai. Contaku la chonskadal cultura ol greha tras choran aku. Called Curter Foilture of a irithish of wind skim la heis chonskadal a hojian la kerkonkin ho a brew ager agriokti. August Institute are one who he has. Now, Torosorok Kulturha are one Trashchoran Komai, Tagaholus Ig Siv Run Nagiltakta. Tagarlist and Nagaradam Falsi Horakta, the Lord Gilligan, the Blian of Fihifi is a Kahar Fogarha, Gus Takira Lor on ear Huskard in a mask. Don Goradam e Hulawine, Fogri Targoil, Anyam Nahan, Buncha a Yalor. Falsiha ig Evloj, a Knusa Faliokta, Ejerinya Arsage, Lahuder Ahanta Roshani Wheel, August and Gra, August and Groom, La Shos of Magriana, Agron Ur, the Knusa Kalul Sege, August Tasajur, La Cahal O Sharky, Anyam Niha Fosta, Urscale Bonniha, or Actri on Kate Kogu Donda, agus Deirdre le dara o scolí comai. Gialor of ta falsiha ag lor brac. Ta an lor ach wahar le Michaela Murgia falsiha ag evloj anim niha don goradam rex carlo. Falsian glor negail irithas o haijuri con stagiri anav ir an onjurakt siosul McDonoghu. Stager a vesi gesht efact agus an chonachar chlobana an common luchla scale. Agus na cantar an a wil siadig fainiu won ila eirach. Ractal har camino gunanol idir a cid agus a siarta la den vi siohogin. An spraca ta egin camino na an conde a chor chon cyn mar chon scriba tara sorocta comai la harriga da wailiu da hirva si cúram alcha ir her gunanol be bêm fwy laihir an geliga imliana agus an camino ober. An bhí seo thugann le chuid mhaith de na siúlaidí beartaithe de cheantar ghéalteachta thart ar an chondé. Sin mo thuid sé go léir slán agus bannacht.
Thanks, Colm. Uisce Éireann has confirmed that the Coolatí sewage system has been completed. The project aimed to eliminate the discharge of untreated water into the Foyle and Deal rivers. The utility says the sewage scheme has not only improved water quality in the local rivers, but is an enabler for housing and supports economic growth and development in the area. The works included a new integrated constructed wetland wastewater treatment plant, making it fully compliant with EU urban wastewater treatment directives. The Donegal County Museum has received over €8,000 in funding to develop in-house exhibitions. The first of the in-house exhibitions will shine a spotlight on the lives of Donegal women after independence, and the other will focus on the working lives of people who emigrated from Donegal to Scotland between 1940 and 1990. The exhibitions are set to be launched this year and next. €171,000 in funding is being made available for projects across the country under the Regional Museum Exhibition Scheme. And funding has been announced for the development of a visitor hub at Errigal Mountain. It's part of a €2.6 million allocation announced by the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, today for Town Centre First projects. Three towns in Donegal are to benefit from the funding, which will assist local authorities in creating a pipeline of significant, well-developed projects. €50,000 will go towards the development of dedicated cultural arts venue on Main Street, Ardra. €50,000 has been allocated to commence the planning for a visitor hub at Errigal Mountain, while just under €47,500 will complete a public realm assessment and analyse the development of a public civil space, and that's in Dunloe. For weather now, scattered showers this evening. Some will heavily be thundery with a risk of hail. Moderate southwesterly winds, fresh and gusty around showers. To conclude this evening's news, the Education Minister is paying tributes to students, teachers and parents on Leaving Cert Results Day. Almost 61,000 students are collecting their grades at schools across the country and online today. A member of the Donegal Travellers Project says travellers are being failed by the education system. Hugh Freel, Men's Health and Development Officer with DTP, says for years the educational needs of members of the traveller community have been overlooked. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has announced he'll not contest the upcoming general elections. The Letterkenny councillor was nominated by a number of people and put forward for a selection to represent Fine Gael in Donegal. And finally, mourners have gathered in Derry earlier today for the funeral of Nell McCafferty. The journalist and feminist campaigner died on Wednesday at the age of 80 in a Donegal nursing home. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, August 23rd. The death has taken place of Jim Harris, Coach Mills, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. Jim's remains will repose at his brother's William's residence at Coach Mills, Cullion Road, Letterkenny today from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral service of Thanksgiving there on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock with interment afterwards at Glortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Michael Mickey Shields, Ballylar Fanad Donegal. Mickey's remains will repose at his late residence. Requiem Mass will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon in St. Mary's Church, Fanavolte, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard, rosary at 9 p.m. both nights. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Vincent Burke, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, and formerly Strage, County Mayo. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, today and tomorrow from 6 p.m. until rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder at 11 a.m. Interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Sean Marley, 6 Chapel Close, Stranorler. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Anne Nancy Heron on the 8th of July in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, and formerly of Ardrah. Burial of her ashes will take place tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in the family plot in the Church of the Holy Family Graveyard, Ardrah. In lieu of flowers, contributions in memory of Anne Heron to the American Parkinson's Disease Association may be made care of any family member. The death has taken place of Rita Vaughan Nee Faulkner, 12 Minashesk Place, Strabane, reposing at her home until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church Melmont at 2:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.